Blog Talk Radio.
5 years I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Engulf you into the website. So, Regina, tell us what you thought about Dead to Rights.
Oh my gosh, I loved it. I loved the beginning. The knife and arrow fight. That
oh,
was
yeah.
crazy. And then
that
instead
was...
of using a knife, he used the arrow and stabbed the guy. That was just
you
awesome.
Know, I never thought of that. Like, he uses the arrow kind of like a sword.
Oh yeah, or like a knife, really.
Or like a baton. Yeah. Well, eventually, yeah, he uses it as a knife. Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, that was a pretty good beginning.
Great, great. And we have a third caller. Caller, who is this? Hello? We can hear you. Okay, that caller has dropped out. Oh, that's too bad. It was kind of weird as the phone number showed up as 1111111111. So I couldn't say from error code 111. maybe they're using Skype or something, which is cool because you could also use Skype if you have it, if it allows you. But if not, you can call in at 914-338-1036. And before we continue our conversation with Dead to Rights, let me just play the trailer for last night's episode. Here we go.
My organization has been contracted to eliminate a certain high-profile individual.
I'm tired.
It's going to be better.
The target is Tommy's father.
Tommy's there.
You are out of time!
Why should I trust you? We all gotta die sometime.
Arrow.
All right, so there you go, Arrow. Dead to Rights. And we saw a couple of returns. Return of Deadshot, and then also the return of Laurel's mother. So what was more shocking to you, the return of Deadshot or Laurel's mother? Anyone? No?
Laurel's mom, because I knew Deadshot was coming back.
Okay,
yeah,
what about
mom.
You?
Laurel's
yeah.
mom?
Yeah.
Now, were you guys fans of ER? I know it's been a while since that show has been on.
No,
nah.
I haven't even seen
nah.
it. No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love your response.
I know my mom was.
Yeah, well, she was a big role in ER, and for some reason she changed. And like I said, it's been a while since that show has been on the air. But wow, has she changed. And not for the better either. But she's definitely in that motherly role, which is kind of cool how that's going to unfold. All right, so let's see. Dead to Rights, we open up with Regina, of course, mentioned is the knife fight. With who? Do you guys remember the name of the villain?
Didn't it start with a B?
Yeah, I only know his last name, Barrera.
Yeah, there you go.
Some Spanish guy from Mexico.
Yeah, he definitely crossed the border with his helicopter, and he, of course, was hired. If you guys remember from the previous episode, Oliver's mother has reached out to the Triads and asked for Merlin to be assassinated, to have Malcolm assassinated. And, of course, Barrera arrives in Starling City, and, of course, he needs payment before he could continue. So I like how I'm like, wow, what service does he have? I know it's not 4G because he's, like, talking and downloading money. And or is that just movie mad?
Huh?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so then we continue. let's see, from that we see the big, I thought it was kind of a cool fight with a sword, you know, not a sword, but his bow, and also with knife fights. And, of course, Mr. Oliver Queen can handle himself with anyone throwing knives at him. Did you notice he shot an arrow at one blade that was coming towards him, and the blade was knocked out? I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did capture that on camera? I mean, the special effects or, you know, the practical effects are really well put together there. All right, so then Dig is helping Felicity train. Who liked that scene? I kind of did.
Oh, I did too. From Felicity.
Sorry, Regina,
very hot.
But nothing like a sweaty Felicity
on
the floor.
Diggles has put in good arms too, so
yeah.
Right back at you.
Exactly. Yeah, they have Diggs for the women, and of course Felicity for the guys. And of course they're all sweaty and working out, and Diggs is training Felicity just to, you know, handle her own weight. And like you said, he kind of feels more comfortable if she was able to, you know, pick up the pace and also defend herself if they're not around. Do you guys buy that? Do you guys buy Felicity's trying to, you know, strengthen up, trying to build up that muscle to be part of the team, or do you think she should just stick to the computers? What about you, Regina?
Oh, no, it wouldn't hurt for her to work out a little bit.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt to, like, kick ass once in a while.
No, yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Matt? Do you think it's a waste of time for Felicity to train, or do you think she should just stick to her computer book?
No. No way. I think she, John is finally there. She's finally going to come in, and I think she's going to be like the Arrow psychic, like Chloe was to Clark in a way.
Yes, yes. That's
she does remind me a bit of Chloe, but better actress to play Felicity.
Ooh,
sometimes Chloe bottoms.
Well, you know, Chloe was a little annoying sometimes with her whole obsession with Clark, and I hope Felicity doesn't fall for Oliver. I know at first.
Oh my God,
little,
that would be.
It was kind of a little free.
I like Makena better. Makena is very pretty.
Yes, she is. She's really pretty. Okay, so then we continue. Let's see. We go back to the island where Wilson and Queen are trying to get off the island, of course. That's the main goal right now in the flashback scene. And Queen suggests taking a stab at fixing the airplane radio. Now, do you find Oliver at this point, I know later on he gets really savvy and quick and, you know, gadgety. Do you think at this point he knows what he's doing? Remember, he's this rich, flamboyant playboy that didn't care, just screwing women and having parties. Do you buy that he was really, like, into, you know, fixing up that radio? I'm like, come on. It just doesn't fit his character. Did you guys feel anything like that?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, like, how can he fix
that
radio so quick? Did he call in, like, yell Faye to come over and help him when Slade was out shooting to get food?
That's what I was
going to
say.
Did yell Faye know how to fix the radio?
Nearby?
Like, maybe... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're still on. We're still on. Don't worry. If there's dead
okay.
air, don't worry. All right, so
like
then we continue the
Tommy
triad.
Tommy fly over and help him? Like, did Tommy fly over in, like, a quick jet or something and help with the radio? Or did they
no,
have, like, an iPhone?
Case, or else, yeah, that's definitely not the case, or else he would have told Tommy, hey, how about you just get me off the island and screw this radio?
Yeah. Or, well, what I saw last night is I thought he actually knew how to do it, and it looked like he fixed it, but not completely fixed.
Right, it was a one-way.
Because they were talking to the other bad guys on the island, and now
well,
it looks like
really
there's
talking.
A monster.
They were trying to talk, but if you remember, there was a one-way communication. They were only able
yeah.
to hear at that point, yeah. All right, so then we go to the present day where the triad leader, played by Miss Kelly Hu, asking Deadshot if he'll come out of retirement and kill Malcolm for her, since Barrera is now out of commission, unless Barrera comes back later. Because didn't we think, or at that point, Deadshot was pretty much dead with that arrow in his eye?
Yeah.
pretty much that's a done deal. But remember, this is TV, so of course we need Deadshot back. And I love how quickly he healed. I mean, what's the time difference from the time Arrow shot an arrow into his eye and to this episode? Don't you think it's a little too quick?
Yeah.
Probably.
Way
okay. too quick.
Yeah. I'm like, what? He's already healed? What's going on here? All right. So then, of course, the triad leader references...
China White. China
yeah.
White.
China White. And so Deadshot references his eye not being what it used to be, and she hands him a device that will correct his vision. I didn't buy that. I'm like, okay, so she has this whole device ready for his eyeball without even seeing him. I'm like, come on, how many of those devices does she have just laying around in her house or her apartment? Also, they should have put in more time as to, like, him trying it on, showing some graphics through the eyeball, you know, like a Terminator.
Yeah.
You know? So wouldn't that be cool to see?
Yeah, it would have.
Yeah, just
yeah.
All right. So, of course, they skipped all that, and they go back to Malcolm telling Queen Consolidation Board that his plan is almost into fruition. And don't you love how Malcolm said, we have not failed the city or something like that? Didn't he have black something close
to
it?
He failed it.
We
will
not
fail
the city. So it's like polar opposite to what Oliver says. And what does Oliver say?
You have failed this city.
Yeah. And here's Malcolm. We will not fail this city. So I love the contrast between the two. And then, of course, Felicity finds out that the last number that Barrera dialed as he landed on the helipad is to a restaurant in Chinatown. So Queen and Tommy go to the restaurant for dinner. They talk about Malcolm, and Tommy says Queen's father was more of a dad to him than his father. And then, of course, Queen goes back and excuses himself and walks to the back of the kitchen area where he sees a guy with the tattoo. Obviously, something's not right if that tattoo guy's going back there in the kitchen. And he kind of puts both of them out of commission. There's a guy counting money, so you know something's shady. And he, I love how he uses any resources nearby. He grabs the Chinese hot sauce and squirts it in the guy's eye so he can see Oliver. Pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
That part. That was awesome.
And I love how Queen is very fluent in Chinese as well. We already know he's fluent in Russian and also now in Chinese. So he asks the guy what happened, you know, who was Barrera calling? Who was he here to take out? They want to know. And at this time, we do not know if Malcolm is the one that they're after. Now, back on the island, Oliver has fixed the radio. Wilson calls in the Mayday and asks for rescue, but nothing comes through. So that's we already got that through out of the way. And then Queen calls Lance as Arrow with word that the hit is going that following day. So he calls Detective Lance and kind of says, get your team ready. And I love how Lance is like, yo, dude, we don't work for you. He's still like, I want to get that vigilante. And that's one thing I like about his character. It's always been straightforward, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
You guys like that?
Yep. Oh, I like when the Detective Lance says, I'm going to take down this vigilante.
Right. I love that. I love how he's still on
too.
Pace. Yeah. So it always has that big contrast between the two. All right, so before the ceremony, Malcolm, you know, I'm not going to talk about the whole dinner scene because that's definitely one of those scenes I could write off. But before the
that scene reminded me of that scene in Smallville Season 9 episode Echo where Oliver had to make that comment, and there is a bomb under him by the toy man. And that would have been awesome if they would have made a Smallville connection.
And of course,
Yeah,
I could see that.
Malcolm off the show, finally.
I guess I'm gonna retract a little, of course. So in that scene, the one good thing about that scene is you already mentioned it, Matt, where Laurel mentions that Detective Lance bought a canary for her sister. And she's like, I don't know why, he bought her a canary. And, of course, the whole situation is, will Laurel become the canary? But that also brings a lot of questions to the finale, to the end of this episode where, we'll hold on. I don't want to jump all the way to the end. Cause
I was like, wait a minute.
It's like so exciting. I know. Okay, so let's go back to the ceremony where Malcolm is being honored as the city's humanitarian of the year, and we see the triads posing as waiters. And it's so sad to see the actual waiters dead. They're, like, bleeding, and I'm like, geez. I'm like, these guys make, what, $9 an hour, $8 an hour? And there they are dead because the triads needed I know, the Triads needed, you know, to take over. So, well, that's what bad guys do, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Felicity finally gets into Barrera's phone and digs, tells Queen Bales on his date with, if you remember, with the detective Hall, which it's kind of getting a little hot and heated over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between the two. Do you think Oliver still thinks, you know, I'm kind of like losing that connection that him and Laurel had. There's not that tension anymore.
No, they need to get that back on.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. It's like, okay, so now we're buying that she's with Tommy and Queen is now with Hall. It's just like they lost that connection. And that's just my opinion. What do you think, Regina?
Yeah, they did, but I guess, you know, there's other... Yeah. In this episode, they did anyways, yeah.
Right. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I think they keep switching on and off, like on how Lex is with Lana and then Clark is Lois, so I don't... Or, like, Clark and Chloe, or, like, I don't know what's going on there with Oliver and Makena, like, they're old pals from the past, and now they want to hook up. I mean, she's a cop. She's going to find out a secret eventually and take him down and say, you lied to me. I love you and you lied to me. You should have been honest.
From the get-go, yeah. See, Matt already has the whole episode route. Yeah. You know, all they have to do is film it. All right, so we go back to Malcolm's speech where he admits the failing of his city thus far, but he promises to have a better city, and also the Triads turn off the power, which all of a sudden, also they pull the fire alarm as people exit. Who's waiting outside? Anyone? With the big
shot.
Yep, with the big rifle, or not rifle, sniper rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Then Malcolm realizes that the Triads are on the floor. He grabs Tommy, goes up, and Tommy's like, wait a minute, we're going the wrong way. And he tells Tommy, you know, that his office is pretty much a what?
A panic room.
Yeah, a panic room. So then Arrow then gets into a fight with the Triads boss, which is who?
China White, once again, like the third time or fourth time.
Right. And you tell me, is it wrong for a guy to hit a girl, even as bad as she is, or it just makes sense?
Well,
yeah,
if she's out to kill you, I guess it would be okay.
It will be okay. Okay, we got it. We got approval from Regina. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. So then Arrow fights off the Triad gunmen and moves into the panic room. Arrow then gets into a fight with the Triad. Oh, wait. Let's see, as he stands over the... Arrow finally gets into the jump on the Triad's boss, but as he stands over the arrow drawn, Hall comes up from behind with a gun. So then it's just like, oh, shit. There's the girl I'm dating. Now she has a gun drawn on me. And then this chick, this other chick who's trying to kill me, he's stuck in the middle of... So Deadshot manages to hit Malcolm several times in the chest. I bought that he already had a vest on. Did you guys?
Chest.
Yeah. And I love how right before
he knew how
right
to protect himself.
Deadshot shoots the glass out. I love how he sees his costume, like he's about to put it on. But then as soon as that blast comes in through the window, the door automatically closes. I love that. It was a little tease there. So then Malcolm has been nicked, and Deadshot is using his, of course, trademark poison bullets. Of course. And then Arrow, Tommy, what did he think of his father? And then Tommy doesn't trust him. He has the gun drawn towards him. And Arrow is forced to reveal his true identity. Dun, dun, dun. Big mistake. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. What do you think, Regina?
I was a little surprised that they did that.
Me too. Way too early, right?
Yeah.
That's like Clark telling Lex, yo, I'm Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was way too early. Maybe they thought they were going to get canceled this season and just try to wrap it up. But I thought it was way too early. Hopefully Tommy gets amnesia or something and just forgets about everything.
Uh-huh.
All right, so then afterwards, Lance and Hall.
Hey, how about me?
Why?
Are you
sorry.
Forgetting?
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I agree. Too early, but I think the Hood Oliver didn't have any other choice to.
That's true.
To save his dad.
Do you think Tommy was a little overdramatic? Like, Oliver didn't tell me. Like, he's almost crying.
They were both
Oliver's
like they were about to cry.
Yeah,
Oliver,
like,
too. He's like,
I'm
sorry.
Like, what's going on here? You guys are both men. You know, if I was Tommy, I would be like, this is freaking cool. You're the vigilante, and you're trying to help my dad with this blood transfusion. What's going on here? This is awesome. But no, of course, it was a little polar opposite. So then, let's go to Malcolm waking up in the hospital, and then Tommy tells him what happened, and Malcolm tells Tommy that after his wife died, he found a man who helped him make sense of his life. If you guys remember Tommy telling Laurel that he kind of disappeared, telling Oliver at the Chinese store that he kind of disappeared after his mom died, but then came back and was really cold towards him. So that's why he mentioned that he found a man that made sense in his life. And he also plans now to help make the city a little bit better, but really, we know what you're doing, Malcolm. And Myra,
I got a quick question about the blood transfusion. Wasn't that kind of odd? Does Oliver have like a bag of tricks with him? Where did the tube come from? And the needle.
But then you know what? We were in the panic room, and I'm sure Malcolm had all these medical supplies just in case.
Oh yeah, so and Oliver knew where they were.
Well, uh-huh. I'm trying to help out Oliver here. So nice, be nice, Regina. All right, so Tommy and Queen talk, and we already mentioned that, how Tommy's really upset. It's almost like Tommy felt like he got cheated. But really? Dude,
like his feelings were hurt.
Yeah. It was just way over traumatic. I don't know. Maybe it was the actor playing Tommy a little too dramatic.
Yeah.
No, I think they both did that, though. They both were really
but
dramatic.
But Tommy almost looked like he wanted to cry, if you remember.
Yeah, and so did Oliver.
Yeah.
All right. So then, of course, the last finale scene that we saw was Laurel's mom, played by Alex Kingston, arrives to her door and says she needs to talk. And then Laurel says, well, talk about what? Doesn't want to really talk to her. And she tells Laurel she has something to tell her. That
Sarah still alive.
May still be alive. Dun, dun, dun. Pretty cool? Or do you think she's just trying to get her foot in the door? Regina, let's go to you.
I think it's cool. I mean, and I think that the sister is going to be the Black Canary, not Laurel. Maybe they're going to go off
nice
a little
twist.
Bit.
Yeah. Do you think she'll come with blonde hair?
I don't know. No, because they showed...
Oh, that's
showed...
a good idea. Regina, you should tweet that. Tweet the shit out of that one. That's a really good one. All right, we have a new caller, area code 432.
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton.
Hey, Joe. I saw you were on the line for 6 minutes. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I was just listening.
I know. We got too excited. You know, we got too excited with Sarah possibly coming back, with Oliver and Tommy crying. I mean, what do you think of last night's episode?
Well, I had to work last night, so I only caught up to where Diggle was training Felicity. And I just wanted to listen.
Very hot seat,
huh? I just wanted to listen to you guys to kind of catch up, see what was going on.
Oh, sweet. You'll love it, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Opa Tinga, yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, so we're going to wrap up Arrow Talk, and if you guys want to join us on our other channel, we're going to Smallville Talk starting in any minute. So thank you guys for joining us. Matt, give us a shout-out before we end the show.
Finally, I got me a big-screen TV for my living room, and I moved my 36 Vizio TV in my room, and it's so nice. So, see you soon. Bye.
Very cool.
Fun as always.
What about you, Regina? Give us a shout out.
It was fun as always. Nice talking to everybody.
Awesome. What about you, Joe? Give us a shout out. Come on.
Very awesome podcast. I'd like to give a shout out to everybody on Twitter and on this podcast as well. That's it.
Thank you.
Sweet. Thank you, Joe, for calling. All right. See you guys. Next week, we will be on. Even though there's a rerun for Arrow, we will be on. Okay? So please join us next week at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're on Twitter at Arrow Talk. All one word. All right. Good night.
5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.